We've got an amazing young lass, Bonnie. She's going to be on the panel, which is really cool. We've got Sienna. Let's welcome Sienna up. Ben Hart. And the final one is... Jessica. Yes, I knew that. My brain just blanked for a second. So welcome up, Jessica. And I'm going to pass it over. Team, you can grab a seat if you like. I'm going to pass it over to Alex and the guys and girls.
How's everyone doing tonight? That's good. All right. Thanks for being in the panel. And just to introduce everybody, so to say your name, what grade you're in, and what you're studying.
I'm Bonnie, and I'm doing a Diploma of Chaplaincy.
I'm Jessica, and I'm in my fourth year of pharmacy at UTAS.
So I'm Ben, and I'm in high school, so I'm just doing English, science, history. Year 10.
Hi, I'm Sienna, and I'm in year 11, and I'm studying in a vet course of agriculture, and then I do my maths and English as well, so yeah.
And I'm Alex, I'm also in year 11, and I do maths, innovations, and electronics, and I think there's one other. Oh, yeah, and theatre tech, that's right, yeah. Almost forgot. All right, cool. So the first question is for Ben. So someone wants to follow up. Yep, cool. So, Ben, how do you feel about being a part of the next generation?
So, I feel I'm excited to see where the church goes while... to see where the church moves while we are kind of, like, leading it, which will be in the future sometime. So we are called the next generation, but that really starts now. As you see, on a regular basis, we have Jamie up here worshiping. We've got Joey. We've got Jack on visual and myself on ushering. So we're really learning from the current leaders of the church. And then eventually they'll like pretty much hand the reins down to us, and then we'll be able to mentor other people. And then we will start mentoring the next generation, I guess. So basically, when we are in the leadership positions, we can I don't know. It's just something to look forward to.
That was good. this next question.
I'm cramped.
This next question is for both Bonnie and Jessica. Have you set yourself any long-term goals in regards to stepping up into leadership?
I'll go first. So yes and no. Within the actual church context, not so much. More sort of outside of the church. So with my chaplaincy, my goal is to be a rural youth chaplain. So sort of more working in the wider community and taking the love of Christ outside of the church.
So I'm actually already on a few leadership teams. Surprisingly. So I've got a few other ideas of, I don't know, where I'd sort of like to go, but at the same time I don't really feel right advertising that because it just seems something that's more personal between me and God, and it's more just positioning myself, currently where I am. I'm in the creative team, I'm on the young adults leadership, and just being around, say, Josh and Katie and Jen and Simon and having those guys supporting me so I can position myself better in the future. So it's just, I've always been that person that likes to say yes. That's it. it's just, it's like having that serving heart and being able to put yourself somewhere to then be available for a leadership position, I guess. But it's not necessarily trying to step out and take that position. It's waiting for God to say when I should be stepping up into that spot.
That's good. And Sienna, if you can send out any message on behalf of the next generation, what would you say?
Well, I actually really struggled with this question, and Grant came up to me and I asked him, oh, what should I say about this? And he said, if I was like a person that's like feeling down and all of that, how would you help me? And I'm like, oh, I don't really know. I don't know, just be myself. And he was like, that's it, be yourself. And I'm like, that really is it. And I guess my message is that be yourself, because we are in a changing world where we are so absorbed and influenced by our social media, and that we kind of just need to look up and step away from that, because we're just comparing ourselves and we're trying to be someone who we're not, and that's not what our plan is from God, I guess. So, yeah, the message from God is just be yourself, really.
Cool. Yeah, I like how you said that, you know, be yourself thing, because that's such an important aspect in today, because you can always hide behind a mask because of social media and everything like that. And it's so easy to do that and get lost in that. So I thought, that's really good. Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, thanks for being part of this panel and answering some questions. And I can't wait for what God has for each and every one of you in now and in the future. And, yeah, that's all we've got.
Thank you, guys. Awesome, awesome. How about we reach out our hands? We're going to pray for all these guys. All right. Lord, we just thank you so much for all these amazing young people. And we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that, they wouldn't see themselves as as we heard, not just the next generation, but the now generation, that they would step into the opportunities that you have for them, God. They wouldn't get caught up in trying to do shortcuts to make it somewhere, but they would continue to trust you, not leaning upon their own understanding, but acknowledging you in all things, knowing that you'll make their path straight, that you'll open the doors, that you will utilize them in a powerful way as they just be themselves. They don't try to be anyone else but the people that you've called them to be in Christ. So thank you so much for the plans and purposes you have for each of these guys. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Let's give them another round of applause as they come down. Yeah, if you want to grab them. This one's on. There we go. I'm going to give that one to you. Isn't it encouraging to hear the heart of our young people of our church? Hearing that their heart is hungry to be the people that God's called them to be, and then to actually live out their lives in such a way that it brings influence to the people around them. We should be encouraged as a church that God is moving in our next generation, in the young people of our church. As we shared at the very start, that story about Samuel, God is speaking to the young people. God is speaking to young people. And he has plans and purposes for each and every single one of us to help be a part of bringing the reality of God's kingdom here and now. We give opportunity every single week in our services for people to get their lives right with Christ. And I just want to take a moment right now to present an opportunity for people to get their life right with Christ. The only way to make our lives right with Christ, the Bible says that we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God, but God, in his undeserved kindness and love for us, sent his Son, Jesus Christ. And now anyone, that's all inclusive. It means anyone who believes in their heart, confesses with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, will be saved. So it doesn't matter how far or how messed up you feel things are. When you bring your life to Christ, everything can change. The Bible actually says that if you are separated from Christ, like not actually in relationship with Christ, you are dead in your transgressions, dead in your sins, which means there's this eternal separation there. It means that when you leave this earth, which you will one day, the direction and the destination that you're going to end in is not a place that anyone is intended to go to. But it says in the Word of God that anyone in Christ, on the other hand, is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. And I want to give you an opportunity tonight to actually become a new creation in Christ so that you can have, number one, security and relationship here on earth, knowing that God is with you, God is for you. But then also, number two, dealing with the eternal destination. You were made for a relationship with God. That's God's heart for you. His heart isn't separation. His heart is relationship. So I just want to invite everyone just to close their eyes for a moment, just so you're not being distracted by people either side of you. Just to close your eyes for a moment. And in just a moment of reflection, if you need to get your life right with Jesus Christ, I want you to be bold tonight. The Bible says, if you acknowledge me before men, I'll acknowledge you in front of my Father in heaven. I want you to be bold by just raising your hand and saying, that is me. I need to make that decision here tonight. I need to make that decision here tonight. And what I'll do is just lead us in a prayer, a ridiculously simple prayer, just asking Jesus to forgive us and asking Jesus to become the Lord and Savior of our lives. And I'll lead everyone in that prayer. That way you don't feel isolated when you're doing it, but we're doing it as family. So in this moment of reflection, if you know you are far from God, the only way to right standing relationship with God is through Christ. So if you need to make that decision here tonight, I want you to lift up your hand. Lift up your hand and claim it, own it. Say, yep, that is me. That is me. That is me. Is anyone that needs to do that here tonight? To get their life right with Jesus Christ. Yep, I see that hand right at the back. That's awesome. Yep, I see that hand there. That's awesome. Does anyone else need to get their life right with Christ tonight by placing their faith in Jesus Christ to be the Lord and Savior of their lives? So we give opportunity for this every single week because it's the most important opportunity we can give anyone. Does anyone else need to do that? 3, 2, 1. Yep, I see that hand at the front. That's awesome. That's awesome. Hey, I'm going to lead us all in a prayer here together. And this prayer, if you pray it sincerely, genuinely, authentically, from your heart, from your mouth, the Bible says anyone who confesses this will be saved. You can have that security through an authentic confession of faith right here, right now. Let's pray this prayer together as family. Dear Jesus, thank you that you love me so much, that you gave your Son for us as our sin. Tonight, I ask for your forgiveness, and I choose to turn from those old ways and choose to follow you, King Jesus, for the rest of my days. Thank you for giving me. Thank you for loving me. Help me to live as a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ, knowing you and bringing glory to your name for all my days. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Let's give God a round of applause and praise for what he's doing in people's lives right here and right now.